This is Connections. I'm Evan Dawson. Some news from the New York State government. The Ready Commission, co-chairing an issue letter to Lake Ontario municipalities, providing some update now on some of the progress. There have been all kinds of questions about people who've been dealing with flooding all along the shores of Lake Ontario. Governor Cuomo has had a lot to say about that, and he is back with us now to give us an update. Governor Cuomo, thanks for the time. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks. Thank you. It's good to be with you, Evan.
Well, why don't you start by kind of laying out for us what the latest is, and we'll work through, sort of how this is going to be applied. Go ahead.
Okay. So many of the issues that we deal with today are cases of first impression that we just haven't been here before. The Lake Ontario situation is one of those cases. We have had record flooding on Lake Ontario. A couple of years ago, we went through record flooding. They said, well, this is a once in 500 years. 2 years later, we had the same record flooding. The IJC is a commission that's supposed to be regulating the water, and we've had all sorts of tension with them, and we're pursuing actions against them. But in the meantime, I think everyone agrees that it would be a fool's errand to dismiss this flooding as an episode and accept it as a new norm, if you will. In the past, we spent funds to do emergency repairs, assuming that this was never going to happen again. And common sense and prudence now dictates that we do expect flooding in the future. And rather than doing intermediate repairs, let's make the shoreline more resilient. Let's improve the shoreline, anticipating higher levels in the future, so we don't go through this every couple of years. And that's what the initiative is all about. READY stands for resiliency and economic development. How do you make the shoreline more sustainable for future growth? And it's never been done before, and we spent months literally working with local governments, working with local communities. The state made a record $300 million available, which I believe is a bona fide investment, because I'd rather spend $300 million to improve the waterfront rather than spending $200 million every year in repairs. And we've been working with local governments and hearing their concerns, and we made adjustments to the approach after consultations. Number one, they want a separate fund for private homeowners, and we are doing that. The primary homeowners will receive priority, people who live in the home full time. If there's additional funding, we'll also fund secondary homeowners, vacation homes, summer homes, etc. The local governments were required to put in a 15% financial match, meaning if the state was going to invest in a project that the local government was recommending, we were asking them to put in 15% of the amount. The point of that, Evan, is the local government is recommending a project. They know the projects better. We want to make sure there's a bona fide public purpose. We want to make sure this is a real priority. And the way the state does that is by saying to the local government, in essence, we want you to invest also, and we want you to have skin in the game. And that if it's so important, we want you to invest along with us. So the principle of having the local government invest, I think, is very important. They complained that the 15% is too high. I understand that. So we're going to drop the 15% to 5% for the local match from the local government. But it'll still get us the local government investing in the project and bringing the responsibility that the investment brings along. And they also had a concern that there are private businesses that need investment capital to make the business more resilient, marinas, restaurants, et cetera. Because if the businesses suffer, then tourism suffers, and there's less tax revenue, sales tax revenue for the local government. So we're establishing within that overall fund a fund of $30 million for private businesses. Again, the local governments will have to match those grants to make sure it's a prudent investment. So The consultations worked. Again, we've never done this before, and we're all learning and we're all feeling our way. But I'm confident in the purpose, which is this is a new norm. There are new weather patterns, whether we like to admit it or not. And rather than just wait for the next flood, let's make the structural changes that we need to make so we don't go through these annual crisis situations of homes
sure.
and businesses being disrupted.
All right, so a couple other questions because the time's going to go quickly here, Governor. Number one, why should vacation homes that have been damaged receive any taxpayer support?
Well, that was the debate. And we said our priority is for primary homeowners, people who live in the homes. There was a lot of pushback saying, look, the vacation homes, the weekend homes, these are not necessarily affluent families either. And they don't have the funds to repair their quote-unquote vacation home. We understood that, and we said, fine, prioritize the primary homeowners to the extent there are funds available and people meet the financial criteria. You know, we're not rebuilding, we're not providing repairs for wealthy families. There are financial criteria. We would fund secondary residences.
Okay. Now, I haven't had a whole lot of time to study what all of this announcement means, and some reporters who have spent more time than I have with it are evaluating it, Governor, and what they see is it looks like the pot of money itself has not actually increased, that money is just being moved around. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
That's accurate.
Okay.
The fund is $300 million.
Yeah.
And the question was, and the purpose of the consultations, what is the best investment of those funds? And who should be eligible? Should be secondary homes be eligible? And what should the local government match be? And should private businesses be eligible? But there was never a discussion about increasing the amount of the fund. It was the eligibility for the fund and the conditions within eligibility for the funds.
Okay, so in other words, this is an announcement that says you've analyzed the best way to use that $300 million based on information you've received from local municipalities and people who are on the ground, and they're saying this is the best way to divvy it up. Is that fair?
Yes, and in essence, they're saying the 15% match was too high. We're lowering it to 5%. Private businesses should be available and eligible to private businesses. And secondary homeowners should be eligible, and we said after primary residences receive a priority.
Yeah. So why not increase the overall amount of money?
Because, first of all, there was not a suggestion that we need overall more money. The question was the eligibility and the match. And $300 million is more money than the state has ever spent for anything like this. There's no federal participation. This is all us. I think it's a prudent investment because otherwise we wind up paying for these repairs every time a storm hits, which is now every 2 years. But $300 million is the largest investment of its kind.
Fair enough. Now, Governor, in our last couple of minutes here, you have been clear in your warning, or at least you're urging all residents, business owners, et cetera, along the lake to consider the fact that we are now in a world where they should prepare for and expect future flooding. And that's one thing to say that when people are trying to rebuild or deal with this kind of flooding. It's another for you to say we're at the point, and I haven't heard you say this, I want to ask you if you are willing to say this. Do you think people ought to move? And I mean, to the extent that they can, move away from lake shores if they can.
No, I don't think they should move. I think they should anticipate a repeat of the high water level and prepare for it. Now, in a lot of cases, that has different ramifications. If you're a private marina, then you have to raise docks, and that's expensive. If you're a homeowner, it can be as simple as changing the putting dunes in front of your residence, right? A natural blockage, more marshlands, restoring a lot of, frankly, what we took away. Mother Nature had resiliency built in. She did it very well. We came along and deconstructed Mother Nature's resiliency is the problem. It's not that there weren't floods in the past. It's just that we took down Mother Nature's resiliency barriers, and now we have a problem. So a big part of the resiliency is just restoring the natural parts that were there.
The governor reminding us that, as I let you go, Governor, applications for primary residences are going to be accepted now through the end of this month. Is that correct?
Sounds correct to me, Evan. Okay, okay. I wouldn't disagree with you.
I think that's what your office is telling me. So if you're a primary residence homeowner through October 31st, the damage has to have been sustained from January 1st of this year through September 30th. Governor Andrew Cuomo with this announcement. Thanks for joining the program. Always good to have you, Governor.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Evan.
You got it. Governor Andrew Cuomo updating us on how the state plans to utilize that $300 million set aside to help with flooding. And now you've got information and a chance to learn how you want to try to apply for that. That's it for this program for the hour. And our thanks not only to the governor, but earlier this hour to Naomi Shihab Nye and Peter Connors from BOA Editions and the entire team at Connections, Don Behind the Glass Volunteering, and Emma Ray, the intern, Megan Mack, the producer, Rob Braden, the engineer. I'm Evan, the host, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on member-supported public radio.